Hello, and thank you for joining us for Options Talk with OIC. I'm your host, Joe Burgoyne, Director of Retail Marketing at the Options Industry Council. OIC is a nonprofit initiative that was created to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars and webcasts. So here are a couple ways you can stay in touch. Become a fan of OIC on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at options_EDU. And join our group, OIC, on LinkedIn. Today on Options Talk with OIC, we will conclude our three-part series on the Greeks by talking about Vega. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics, and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commissions, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and option transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. We've got Todd Rich back with us again today. Todd is Vice President of Sales and Marketing at the Boston Options Exchange. Thank you, Todd, for hanging in there with us for the entire series.
Glad to be back here, Joe.
Now, in the last couple of weeks, we set out to define delta, gamma, theta, and rho. Next to delta, Vega is a Greek that investors will hear about on a regular basis. Why don't we start out by defining what Vega is?
Vega is a measurement of the implied volatility in the option. Volatility in the marketplace is a measure of fear or of uncertainty. Vega is going to measure that in your options position.
So chances are the more fear and uncertainty in the market, the higher Vegas may be?
That is correct. So when there's uncertainty in the marketplace, you'll see higher Vega. When there's less uncertainty in the marketplace, you'll see lower Vegas. And what Vega actually measures is the anticipated price change of an option for a 1-point move in the volatility going into the model.
Okay. Why don't we explain through an example to the listeners so they can get a sense for that? Sort of like we did with Delta.
All right. Let's walk through one example and then we'll change some things and we'll see where it goes from there. All right, let's choose my favorite stock, XYZ.
Mine too.
Yeah. Versus ABC. Let's assume that the stock is trading at $60 a share and you've got 3 months to expiration. And you look and you see that that option is trading for $3.70. Let's assume for now that it's a call. All right, into the model, you put an implied volatility of 30. All right, and it's actually 30% is what it actually measures, but you just put a 30 into the model. And the formula tells you that you've got a Vega of roughly 12 cents.
Right. Per option.
Per option.
Okay.
All right. So now we know the option's trading for $3.70, and we know that we've used a 30 volatility in the model that gives us a Vega of 12. If we were to change the volatility from 30 and we took it up to 31, so we've moved it one point.
Not unusual at all.
No, and volatility can move a lot more than that.
Right.
You would expect the underlying to move by 12 cents. So
the underlying option value.
The theoretical price of that option. So okay. The underlying stock hasn't moved at all. And by raising volatility from 30 to 31 with a Vega of 12, you see that $3.70 option go up to $3.82.
Does it work the same way if the volatility goes south?
And if you took the volatility down to 29, so again, you've moved it 1 point, you would see that $3.70 option go down to $3.58.
Wow. We've both been in the options game a long time. A 1% move in volatility is not a big deal. I mean, that volatility could go from 30 to 20 or to 40. I mean, and the impact, you'd be multiplying that 12 cents times, why don't you walk through that? I mean, that's a huge impact.
Well, let's stick with we started at 30 volatility. If you took it up 10 volatility points, again, not an uncommon move in volatility, we knew the vega was 12. So if you raise it 10 points, you'll see that option go up by $1.20.
That's a ton.
That $3.70 option is now $4.90. The stock hasn't gone anywhere, and the options moved $1.20. You know, or the flip side, you take it from 30 down to 20, you'll see that option go down by $1.20 to $2.50.
Well, I think last week you said Vega was like your favorite, most important Vega. Is that why?
That it's the one Greek that in this marketplace, with as much uncertainty as we have, with as much fear as we have, you're seeing large spikes in volatility.
You sure are.
And you're seeing that Vega component of your option. And it's important to realize, again, we go back to our pricing of our option. Remember, there's two components. You've got your intrinsic value, if the option's in the money, plus its time value. If it's an out-of-the-money option, it's all time value. Vega only affects the time value component of that option, but it can be substantially impactful.
Sure can. Now, what are some of the other ways that Vega can have an impact on an option price?
Vega, again, as I mentioned, it affects the time value of money component of your options price. So when you're looking at deep in the money options, they're going to have a smaller time value of money component. So Vega is going to have less of an impact on them.
That makes sense.
And then your out-of-the-money options, which are entirely composed of time value of money, the Vega, the volatility, is going to have a greater impact on those options.
And the at-the-monies?
And clearly it's going to have an impact on your at-the-monies as well. What I think is important about Vega, and this is where I think investors will end up noticing it the most, is when you're investing in options, you're not just considering the price, the movement of the underlying price of the stock. You also have to absolutely take into consideration which volatility you're buying and which volatility you're selling. And personally, I like to put it in perspective to what that particular option has traded at historically.
And how do you, where do you find something like that?
The data is available for where these options have traded historically. It's nice to know what volatility the stock itself is moving at. But most important, you need to know, am I buying or selling what would be a high volatility or a low volatility according to what you think? And I've seen this too many times where right before earnings, there's a lot of uncertainty in the marketplace. Investors think a stock is going to go up. So they buy calls, and in fact, the stock does go up, but the price of those options goes down. And why is that? It was entirely due to the fact that when they bought the calls, they purchased a very high Vega.
Okay.
And when the uncertainty was over because the news was out, the volatility came down. And so while you might be right on direction, you've also got to be careful because you need to know you could be wrong on volatility.
You had mentioned that the implied volatility information is out there in a lot of places. Where can investors find it?
Again, I'm going to point investors back to what I think is one of the best locations on the website for options information, which is www.optionseducation.org. It is a terrific resource. Don't be afraid to go there or to give them a call at 888-OPTIONS. It's a fantastic resource and it's free.
Can't beat that price.
No, you can't.
And the quality is there as well. Now, as we wrap up, are there any other pointers that you'd like to offer to investors with regards to the impact of Vega?
I'd just like to repeat that when you're looking at investing in options, it's not just about the direction of the underlying, but it's also the movement of volatility itself.
Thanks for your thoughts, Todd. That's all the time we have for today. And again, we really appreciate you being on these shows with us. Todd's one of our OIC instructors, so be sure to catch him at one of our live seminars coming to a town near you. If you have any options-related questions, check out our website at www.optionseducation.org or call our help desk at 1-888-OPTIONS. And don't forget the social links we provided in the beginning of our show so you can join us at LinkedIn, become a fan on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter. I hope that this session on the Greeks has shed some light on this important topic. Join us again next week for more discussion on option-related topics. We would love to hear how we are doing, so email me at options@theocc.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, a little options education goes a long way.